Here we are, people. March is in the books, and I enjoyed yet another 14 fantastic fiction books. Wait a second. No, that was the plan. But with a Malazan novel involved, things definitely didn't go as planned. Let me tell you what I did manage to read and enjoy here in March. Welcome to Fantasy for the Ages, the show where a father and son get together and talk about fantasy, science fiction, and other nerdy things we enjoy. Today, a quick take episode, just Jim here, the father of the show, bringing to you my update on what I managed to read in March 2024. If you enjoy hearing about these books, don't forget to like the episode, and we hope you'll subscribe if you haven't done so yet. First off, as I worked through these books, I mean, I got through some amazing books. I didn't get through as many as I hoped, but hey, that's the way it goes sometimes. Let's talk about what I actually did read. The first thing I completed was Dark Age, book 5 of Pierce Brown's Red Rising sequence. As the title implies, this was dark. Some really bad things happened to characters here, and the tide turns in unfortunate ways for our protagonists. But I love the story. Well written, engaging, easy to keep reading. A 5-star read, 100%. Of course, that left only one last book to read in the Red Rising sequence, so of course I moved right on to Lightbringer. Another 5-star read for me. I loved this book. But now I'm in the same book as all you other fans of the Red Rising series. I mean, the ending, it wallops you, and then you wait, as Brown has one more book to bring to us sometime soon. That's all we know for certain. Speculation is now leaning to 2025, maybe even early 2026. Ugh. I love reading book series that are already done. This one, I couldn't wait any longer. Now I'm paying for it, but I'm looking forward to book 7. Both of those were audiobook reads. Now, my first Kindle read that I completed in March was E.N.C. Esselmont's Return of the Crimson Guard. And this is what threw my whole reading plan off, because it actually took me 5 weeks to read this chunker, having begun it in the first half of February. The book started out just fascinating me with so many different characters, settings, plot points. Things I was really excited to read about, but I think it actually overreached. And about 2/3 of the way in, I was getting pretty eager for it to be done. Now, the ending was pretty awesome, and all the varied plot lines did eventually come together in quite a satisfying way in the end. Nevertheless, because I kind of got frustrated and tired of it in the middle, this ended up with just a 3.5-star rating for me, my first Malazan read below a perfect 5 stars. Back to audiobooks. With Red Rising done for now, I was able to jump into a few shorter reads. First up, Mark Tufo's most recent volume of his fantastically fun Zombie Fallout series, number 22, Bridging the Gap. This was one of his best of the last 5 or so. I mean, I was thoroughly entertained by this one, and I gave it 5 stars. It just came out here in March, so I'm always eager to jump on these whenever they drop. Keep them coming, Mark. With that done, I began a long-planned reread of Roger Zelazny's The Chronicles of Amber. I read the first 5 books of the now 10-book series back when I was a teenager, nearly 40 years ago. I started listening to book 1, 9 Princes in Amber, with only a vague recollection of the story, remembering the general gist and premise of the tale, but honestly, very few of the fine details. My greatest discovery of this reread so far is that the story is far better than I remembered. It's exceptional fantasy, very creative and fresh. And even now, being over 50 years old, it doesn't feel that dated. I mean, the fact that characters smoke a lot, very prominently. Okay, that dates it a little bit. But beyond that, I mean, just the style it's written is incredible. This book holds up. I had a blast reading it, and I gave it a solid 5 stars. I also had time in March for book 2 of The Chronicles of Amber, reading The Guns of Avalon to finish up the month, just finishing it here today, the last day of the month. I remembered the details of this particular story even less than my first read. The narrative, characters, writing style, they're all spectacular, but it's practically like I'm reading them for the first time again. I'm loving reading of Corwin and his adventures. There is a slight element of A Song of Ice and Fire to these novels. Of course, they predate A Song of Ice and Fire by many years. But it's the way that people in the story are strategizing and maneuvering for power, smiling to each other's face while plotting how to do away with them, perhaps even kill them. It's very, very much like A Song of Ice and Fire. So I'd guess George R.R. Martin is a big fan of this series. Maybe it was part of his inspiration. Back to Kindle format. I was able to get one more book read this way here in March, an advanced reader copy of Gregory Kantaxis's next book in the Dance of Light fantasy series, The Fall of the Giants. Another fun read and a decent installment in the series, advancing the plot and its mysteries further and leaving us with a little bit of a cliffhanger. Once you read it, you'll definitely be eager for the book to come beyond it. And we have no idea exactly when that'll come out. In fact, you can't get The Fall of the Giants yet. It's only in pre-order at the moment. There were a few editing errors in the latter half of the book, but I was mostly able to overlook those. What did trip me up with this book was some shortcomings in the way Kantaxis wrote and developed his main characters in this one. An inauthenticity that took me out of the story a few times. I didn't see anything like that in the previous 2 books of his that I've read. So that was a bummer. But based on the merits of the narrative, I still give the book a solid 3 stars, you know, an average score, and I will definitely be interested in the next book when it comes along. And it's got to come along. He can't leave us where this book left us. There is one other book I finished in March. It kind of fits in a separate category, but I'm counting it. I did read about half of it in February, but nevertheless, I finished it the first part of March, and that's a short story collection from the Tragedy of Sedain series by John Palladino. This isn't yet available to purchase. I actually volunteered as proofreader for it. It was excellent. Any fan of John's first 2 books is going to love this short story collection. And if you haven't read The Trials of Ashmount or Buzzard's Bowl yet, get busy. Now is a great time to go pick up those books. Alrighty then. That gets me to 8 books in March. My best month of 2024. But still not up to the 14 that I targeted. Malazan is really beating me up on that count. Also, Stephen King's Duma Key remains a stumbling block, as that's the only physical book I read this month, and I still didn't finish it. I read it on and off throughout the month. Now I've just got 25% of it left. I might have finished it this month, but I have an excuse, a legit one. I upgraded these, my reading glasses, and I really like my frames. So I had to give them my reading glasses, and they had them for about 2 weeks until the new lenses came in. Okay, I could still read on Kindle. I could still read audiobook, but there was no way I could pull off reading this big hardcover without my reading glasses. I'm getting old, guys. It just doesn't work. So now I've got them back, but it's just here at the end of the month. No time to be able to finish the book. I really hope to finish it. It's still worthy to read. I'm going to try to get it done in April. Regardless of not hitting my goal, I thoroughly enjoyed my March reads, and I'd recommend all of these books to any of you who are watching this video. I hope your reading choices, whatever you did read in March, were just as entertaining and fun as what I got to have. Again, thanks for watching. I hope you'll like and subscribe. You noticed a little bit of green screeny stuff going on here. I'm still in some random Airbnb for this one, squeezing this in to get it into you on time. My next recording will be back in the home studio. But this didn't come out too bad. Thanks for watching, everyone. We'll talk to you next time.